And that leads me to a story by Ezekiel Krahlin, spelled K-R-A-H-L-I-N. I'm trying to think, why didn't I bring any information about his website? It shouldn't be too hard to find it because he's relatively famous as an advocate for LGBTQ people and people in general, not just LGBTQ people. I'll spell his name for you so you can look him up and find his work. He's published a couple of books. Ezekiel, E-Z-E-K-I-E-L, Krahlin, K-R-A-H-L-I-N. And here is something he wrote maybe 10 or 15 years ago titled The Origin of Evil. Ezekiel Krahlin writes, "Once upon a time, long before Adam and Steve were created, Jehovah realized that the universe could never be complete without something called evil. He tried to explain this to the host of angels, his only companions at that early time, though numbering in the hundreds. But they were all confused and aghast at this shocking concept. All that is but one, Lucifer. When the big cheese saw that only little Lucy was not aghast but simply confused, he called him into his inner chamber where they could be alone. Archangel Gabriel served them each a pot of lavender tea before departing behind the curtains. 'Hey, little buddy,' declares the good master, 'why aren't you also shocked by my proclamation?' To which Lucky replies, 'My father, of course I am confused, but I'd never be judging you. After all, you're our creator, so even if I don't comprehend one of your decisions, I still trust you. I could never conceive of you ever doing any wrong, even though this is the first time I have become perplexed by anything you've ever said or done.' Jehovah contemplatively sips his tea, then leans forward. 'You don't really grasp what evil is all about, do you?' 'Of course not,' shrugs Lucifer. 'This is the first time I've ever heard of such a thing. And it does what, you say? Distorts truth and makes intelligent beings feel bad and do wrong? Why don't I give you a visual?' resolves Yahweh, who then projects a holographic scene that hovers between the two. Therein, Lucifer witnesses the awesome advent of evil upon a newly created species called man, wherein Lucifer weeps for the first time, some sparkly tears dropping into the teacup, which, by the way, is the primal origin of the Holy Grail. Lucy dries his eyes with the hem of his sleeve and exclaims, 'Oh, my father, what terrible betrayal. How could you wish such forces unleashed in any universe? But I can only trust your decisions and offer to serve you in this outcome as best I can, for as much as I abhor this new energy entering the cosmos that you call evil, I also understand that it's a necessary process in spiritual evolution toward perfection. Without any evil in this world, humans would never be challenged to become the true hero that dwells within each and every soul.' Lucifer then takes a deep breath and sets down his cup. 'Okay, Dad, how can I help you in this terrible mission?' So with great sorrow and pride, Jehovah requests that Lucifer play the role of master of evil. This time around, Lucy is indeed terribly shocked and lowers his head in shame and sorrow for some moments, then looks up and into the eyes of his father to say, 'I will do this, only because if I didn't, you'd be alone to carry this out. I wish to relieve your burdens as much as possible, for I do love you much.' Jehovah took him up into his strong arms. 'You are the only one of my angels who has never lacked in any way complete faith in my plans. For that, I make you the devil himself, that you may tempt man to go astray, and in so tempting, each is offered the chance to resist temptation and become a hero in overthrowing your seductions. You will be vilified, scapegoated, and ultimately despised by all but a few wise folks. Indeed, not until the end of this first cycle of creation will the wrongs against you be righted, and will you be celebrated as my most beloved firstborn.' Having agreed to be partners in this great mission, Lucifer calls together a meeting of all the angels and presents his case to usurp the Creator and run the show ourselves. He's very persuasive, thanks to a gilded tongue, and manages to convince a third of the angelic host. War breaks out. So Lucifer dutifully plays out his incredible roles through history, including one of his time out past lives where he is willfully sacrificed on a cross to reaffirm his total devotion to one who asked of him this awesome responsibility. For with every seduction, Lucky always prays in his heart that you won't be tempted. Moral of this tale, evil is a necessary evil. And if you really love your enemy, then one must also find a way to love and forgive the ultimate enemy. That was a piece called The Origin of Evil by Ezekiel Krahlin, K-R-A-H-L-I-N.